And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 6th of February, 2015. It's the birthday of the author Michael Pollan, born Long Island, 1955, author of several books on the food industry, notably The Omnivore's Dilemma, a natural history of four meals, and also Cooked, a natural history of transformation. Michael Pollan, a big advocate of the family meal, who argues that even working couples need to figure out ways to divide household duties in such a way that makes it possible to have home-cooked family dinners. He wrote, "There's something magical that happens when people eat from the same pot. The family meal is really the nursery of democracy. It's where we learn to share. It's where we learn to argue without offending. It's just too critical to let go, as we've been so blithely doing." It's the birthday of the paleoanthropologist Mary Douglas Leakey, born in London 1913, married Louis Leakey, the anthropologist, and together they worked in Tanzania, where they discovered the fossilized bones of early humankind. 1937, on this day, John Steinbeck's novella of Mice and Men was published. He wrote it when he and his wife Carol were living in his family's vacation cottage near Monterey Bay, California. Never meant for year-round living, but he built a fireplace, closed off the porch, and they made do. His wife worked as a secretary, and Steinbeck's parents sent him an allowance of $25 a month. He wanted to write in a new style, more like a play than a novel, a book that was tightly plotted and was heavy on dialogue, ready to be adapted to the stage, about two farm workers, George and Lenny. Lenny, who's big and strong and not too bright. George, small and smart, who looks out for Lenny. Steinbeck had finished most of the book when his new puppy chewed up half the manuscript. He did not have a copy, and so he had to reconstruct it. Steinbeck said, "I was pretty mad, but the dog may have been acting critically." The book came out on this day in 1937. It got great reviews and became a big success. It's the birthday of the lexicographer Eric Partridge, born near Gisborne, New Zealand, 1894, who wrote books like A Dictionary of Slang and Unconventional English and A Dictionary of the Underworld. And it's the birthday of Tom Brokaw, born in Webster, South Dakota, 1940, who coined the phrase "the greatest generation" about the men and women who came of age in the Great Depression, served in World War II, and rebuilt the economy. Here's a poem for today by Gary Johnson, a sonnet entitled "The Lost Son." There is so very little we can do, friends, for these beautiful children of ours. They will come to grief and suffer, and you and I bow to darkness and evil powers. The gentle boy who wrote poems goes for a walk in January and does not return. His mother and father search the woods. The snow is deep. All night their hearts burn for him. He is found hanging from a limb, and the father carries the body of his son into the yard and tenderly lays him on the step. Stephen, oh darling one, see how your parents' hearts break for you. There is so very little we can do. The Lost Son by Gary Johnson, used by permission of the poet here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.